Things have gone from strength to strength with Lucy since last time. We had a long talk about our marriage, how we feel and our needs with each other. All this resulted in Lucy understanding why I turned to porn for satisfaction and not to her. Her body issues after having the kids, me needing to make more effort emotionally, and a number of other boring everyday marriage things. But above all, she confessed that she loved dominating me the way she did. It had always been a fantasy of hers, but she was never comfortable sharing it with me, as I've always been the dominant one in the bedroom. When she told me this, I must have been smiling from ear to ear as she playfully punched me, telling me,
"This is a serious conversation, you horny fucker."
So for the rest of the week, nothing major happened. Just some playful teasing and flirting. The kids are at that age where they want to sleep in our bed when they can't sleep or are scared. So private mommy and daddy time is hard to get. Fast forward to last Friday, lunchtime. Lucy sends me a text at work.
"Kids are staying at my mother's tonight, wink."
Jackpot. The kids weren't meant to have their sleepover for another 2 weeks. I replied back to her, "That's great, babe. Why the change of plan? We can finally take off where we left from last weekend." Lucy just responds with,
"Only if you're a good boy."
What follows is the longest afternoon at work of my life. Watching the minutes tick by on my watch with anticipation of what Lucy has in store for me tonight. Half an hour before I'm finished work, my phone flashes with a notification. Snapchat from Lucy. I look around to make sure no one is around before I open it. My heart starts to beat faster as I open it, wondering what she sent. It's a snap of Lucy wearing the same outfit as last weekend. Black lace underwear, along with thigh-high stockings, suspenders, and those 6-inch black heels. With the caption,
"Do you like?"
I double check to make sure no one saw and to take a screenshot before the timer runs out. I reply with a quick selfie saying, "Yes, I like." 5 o'clock can't come quick enough as I feel my cock start to grow in my pants. My phone lights up again with another Snapchat from Lucy. This time no picture, just a black screen with the words,
"Show me how much you like."
My mind races. Is Lucy asking for a dick pic, or have I misread something? Never in a million years would I think she would want a dick pic. A minute or two pass as I try to figure out what she means, when my phone flashes up again with another Snapchat.
"I'm waiting."
On a black screen with an eggplant emoji. I get up and rush to the toilet, trying my best to conceal my massive erection from my coworkers and make my way to a stall. I pull out my phone, only to see another Snapchat from Lucy saying,
"You're being a very bad boy, making me wait."
So I drop my jeans, whip out my cock, and snap her a pic. I rush back to my desk to finish up and log off, as it's nearly 5 by this stage. As I'm about to leave, I get another Snapchat from Lucy. A selfie of her biting her lip saying,
"It better be that hard when you get home."
I pack up and head to my car. I send her another dick pic from the car. "I'm on my way, babe," and race home. I make it home in record time and rush into the house. I'm half tempted to strip off there and then. But to my disappointment, I see Lucy and the kids eating at the dinner table. Lucy smiles her cheeky smile at me. What a fucking cock tease, I think to myself, as I make my way over to say hi to her and the kids. As I kiss Lucy and sit down to dinner, she grabs my cock under the table and says,
"Why the sour face, honey? Hard day at work?"
After a long, quiet dinner, the kids turn to me and ask, "Dad, are we going to Nana's house now? Mom said we had to wait until after dinner." Lucy laughs.
"Yeah, we can go now, and you can stay the night, so go pack your things."
The kids run upstairs, cheering with joy. Lucy comes over and whispers in my ear,
"That's what you get for making me wait. Bad boys get punished."
We pack the car and head to Lucy's mother's house. We drop the kids off and stay for a quick cup of tea before we head back. As we jump back into the car, Lucy dives across me and starts kissing me ferociously before we even leave the driveway. She starts massaging my cock through my jeans until it's rock solid before she eventually starts the car and drives away from her mother's. It's a 20-minute drive home, and every now and then, Lucy reaches over and grabs my cock and gives it a squeeze. I reach over to massage Lucy's upper thigh for a minute before moving my hand towards her waistline and slip my hand into her pants. She quickly grabs my hand and pulls it away.
"Naughty boy,"
she protests. About halfway home, we're stopped at a red light. Lucy reaches over and starts undoing my belt and jeans.
"If you're going to be bold, you better keep your hands to yourself,"
she says as she pulls my cock from out of my pants.
"Jerk that cock until we get home,"
she instructs me as she pulls away from the lights.
"And don't you dare come without my permission,"
she orders as she reaches over and massages my balls. For the rest of the journey, I sit stroking my cock while Lucy gives me orders of what speeds and how hard to stroke. At another set of lights, she leans over and whispers in my ear,
"Don't you dare come on my seats and do as you're told, and I have a reward for you when we get home."
This alone nearly makes me blow my load there and then. As we pull up to the house, Lucy dives across to kiss me again and pulls my hand away from my cock, whispering in my ear,
"Very good, baby. Now it's time for your reward."
Lucy's head drops down to my crotch, and she slowly begins to kiss the head of my cock, teasing me with her tongue as she swirls it around my head before taking it in her mouth. I place my hand on the back of her head and slowly push myself further into her mouth. But she shakes her head in protest and mumbles,
"Nuh-uh,"
with her mouth still wrapped around my head. She begins to stroke my shaft while still swirling her tongue around my head. I begin to feel my orgasm building, and I warn Lucy that I'm going to blow soon. Lucy sits back up and declares,
"I didn't give you permission to come yet, did I?"
She stops stroking me and leans back in to kiss me again. We make out for a couple of minutes as I regain myself. She begins to stroke my cock again and whispers in my ear,
"Don't come until I tell you to."
And before I know it, Lucy is back sucking my head and stroking my shaft. She slowly starts to take more and more of me into her mouth. She stops stroking and moves her hand down to my balls and gently massages them. She begins to build up speed and take me deeper. Her head bobs up and down, faster and faster. The sound of slurping, sucking, and the cars rushing by in the background fill my ears. Lucy grabs my hand and moves it towards the back of her head, instructing me to push her further onto my cock. I happily oblige and begin to force her down onto my cock. She gags as my cock slides down her throat over and over. I can feel my orgasm building again, but I don't dare come without her permission. I stop pushing her head down and concentrate on not blowing my load while she continues to engulf my cock into her mouth. Lucy surfaces for a breath of air and dives back down onto my cock before I can get a break. I can't hold out much longer. My legs begin to buck and tense. Lucy takes my whole cock into her mouth and down her throat one more time before resurfacing one last time.
Fill my mouth with your hot, sticky cum.
Before she could take my cock back into her mouth, I had already begun to unload a stream of cum onto her chin. She quickly took the rest of my load into her mouth and started gagging on the sheer amount of cum. She continued to suck the remaining cum out of me and swallowed it down before sitting back up and wiping the cum from her chin and headed into the house. I tidied myself up and ran in behind her. She was waiting for me at the bottom of the stairs with that devilish smile of hers and led me upstairs. Before she opened the bedroom door, she whispered in my ear,
"I've been